This was meant to be 20 minutes, and okay. In 20 minutes I was meant to explain why you should maybe or should not try securing your network with OpenBSD. So a disclaimer, I'm from the UK, and therefore I've only really got experience of doing this with UK ISPs. ISPs assign addresses differently. This is also not an in-depth guide, it's only 20 minutes, I can't go through all the specifics of the networking for it. And networking is personal, each person's network is different, so you would need to adapt whatever configuration I would have provided if I had time. As a disclaimer, there is a gift at the end of, I'll have a QR code at the end of the talk, and that goes to, it goes to the GitHub. I was meant to upload example configs to play with so that it's easier to get into. But I didn't get time to push these before the talk, and I will do that by Monday. So if you hold on to the link, by Monday it should be up there and you will be able to play with them. So why would you want to use OpenBSD on a router? Well, firstly, ISP routers include, in every time I refer to ISP routers in the talk, I also include off-the-shelf routers, so TP-Link, etc. They run proprietary versions of Linux, and the main issue with this is that they go end of life quickly, and they do not get reliable security patches, often leaving your network open to attackers. It also, they limit how much control you actually have over your network. So for those who really care about having the freedom to configure their own network, this is one way of doing so. So the benefits of using OpenBSD for routing. Firstly, it's free and open source under ISE, and it's permissively licensed, so it's business friendly, basically. Their security patches release very quickly and can be applied by Syspatch, and which handles all of the patching of the system for you. You've got full control of your network with OpenBSD. You've also got access to additional features such as VLANs, which most consumer hardware would limit you access to. Often you need to buy business grade hardware for this. And even though consumer hardware could technically do it, it's software limited because of the proprietary operating system on it. Using OpenBSD is general purpose, so not only can it route your traffic for your network, but you can also add additional functions to it. So you can technically have it as a basic file server as well, or what I like to do with it is use unbound and verify DNSSEC on it to stop DNS spoofing or man-in-the-middle attacks, because DNS is unencrypted. The security patches come directly from upstream, so with Linux-based images, you would have the security patch pushed to Linux, and then you would rely on the OEM to actually ship you that security patch, which in the case of most embedded routers, you very rarely get anything but critical security patches. All the utilities needed for a small or medium-sized network is within the OpenBSD base, so you very rarely need to add any additional software from the ports. And the benefits of using OpenBSD over Linux is that the base is one complete system, so you don't have to worry about updating packages. Syspatch will do everything for you. The downsides of using OpenBSD for a router is that the current file system used, fast file system, does not journal. The issue with this is a lot of people are used to unplugging their routers from the switch or directly without actually powering them off. If you do this to an OpenBSD router, FSCheck will fail, and this can cause file system corruption. This can be solved by using a UPS, but it is a hefty drawback. Hardware support isn't as wide as Linux, so you do have to be careful about what hardware you try to use it on. And the network stack is not as performant as VBSD, and there can be some hefty bottlenecks. So if performance is important, you may want to use a operating system such as PFSense or use FreeBSD instead. So why not OpenWRT? Well, it's used for embedded hardware, and this means that there's very limited set of hardware. There is a big table of supported hardware, but each embedded hardware has to be supported separately. With OpenBSD, any general purpose machine can be used as a router, provided that it has enough Ethernet ports for your network. So it can run on most computers, and any old laptop will probably suffice. Why not pfSense? Well, there's not really many reasons other than the fact that you can do it all over CLI via SSH, and that OpenBSD Simply Caller. So for the hardware requirements of it, you can use any old hardware. So if you've got something lying around, instead of throwing it in the bin, you can turn it into a more secure router for your network. But you need to ensure that you have two Ethernet ports. Most devices will not have this, so a cheeky way around it is using USB NICs. The performance isn't amazing, but it allows you to have use any hardware you wish. You will preferably want it to have a low power consumption, because this will have to run 24/7, and if you're using a big desktop which draws lots of power, your energy bill will probably hurt the bank. You probably also want a network switch to connect more devices, because consumer hardware isn't designed for having lots of